your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie. And here we are on another Tuesday.
A snowy Tuesday.
Oh my goodness, the weather here in Minnesota just keeps us on our toes. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. Well, it is Minnesota, but I'm done with it for the winter.
Yeah, done. Well, we were just lamenting how we're kind of tired of all the shoveling, and I said my arms should be very toned after all this.
It is a good workout if you don't throw your back out in the process.
Yes, yes, it is a good workout, but oh my gosh, I'm kind of tired of this now.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, we were talking about it hasn't been a very bad winter up until the last few weeks, but yeah. It was cold early this year, yeah. Like really cold in November and October. Yeah. And
it was.
So I'm done with it all.
Yeah, it's been a really weird, it's been an unusual winter this year, I think, for us, you know, so yeah, well, here we are again, anyhow. So, but we're all warm and cozy, and we're going to talk about a really cool subject. But Heidi, you did a investigation at the, where were you, the Bacham Museum,
yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
We were there on Saturday night. I saw some pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny because, and I posted this on our, the Paranormal Facebook page, that every place that we go, mm-hmm. Tim gets touched all the time. And he asks for it. It's not like it's a surprise or he's getting, you know, attacked. You know, he's like, hey, if you want to touch me, you can, whatever. And so I know he asks for this. And so when we investigate together, which we do a lot, mm-hmm. we always split up. So he takes a team and I'll take a team, like wherever we go, we'll split up into a smaller group. And so he'll take a group and I'll take a group. And in my group, I'm always like, go touch Tim. go touch Tim. And he said this time that he felt, and Kevin was with us, and he had an SLS camera. And that's the camera, mm-hmm. if you don't know what that is, it's where it does the mapping. It shows the stick figure mapping, like mm-hmm. the video game mapping. Mm-hmm. And so Kevin had the SLS camera aimed at Tim because Tim said he felt something behind him and he felt like his ear was getting touched. Oh. And there was this little figure standing behind really? Him up by his head. Yeah. That he Kevin captured it on the SLS camera.
That's interesting. So,
yeah, it is. It's cool. So if you happen to, if you can get to Facebook and go to the MPRS, Minnesota Paranormal Research Society Facebook page, I posted the SLS video. Kevin sent me the clip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you can go check it out. And it's later. Just funny because there are just these little beings that hang out with Tim or regular spirits or whoever. Everywhere we go, they just stick to him like Velcro.
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
And it's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we were at the Bakken, and there's a gal that worked there back in the 40s, she said. We call her Rosemary. We're not sure if that's her name, but she likes the name, so she's mm-hmm. okay with it. Mm-hmm. And she's there every time in this one area, which back in the day used to be the, we'll say, servant quarters, you know, but it's, you know, where the hired help could live and stay there. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we find her. And she's, I always ask her if she needs help, because I'm not doing this to, you know, use their, you know, if a spirit is stuck, I'm not using that for my entertainment, for sure. Mm-hmm. So if a spirit doesn't want to be there or is stuck or needs help, I will certainly do that. Which is part, you know, that's part of the reason why I do this, is to help spirits too.
Yeah.
But she's there every time, and she's good. Like, everything about it is good. I'm not sure if she crossed over and she comes back or what, but she's so nice, and she just loves chatting. That's and as cool. soon as we get there, she is lighting everything up, and she's ready to talk. So
that's cool.
So it's always fun. It's always fun to go there, because it's very there's always someone there to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've said that before. So yeah, cool. Cool.
Yeah. So that was this weekend. We did that investigation, and you know, we've had a couple of clearings, a couple more clearings, I should say. Just all sorts of. There's a lot going on. You know, I think we've got this weather and all the craziness with that. Mm. I don't know if that gets, you know, how people get nervous, anxious, stressed.
Yeah. All that energy is out there.
I think that might be kind of amplifying what's going on.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. No, there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, I don't know. Like I told you, I think everybody's feeling kind of weird too. You know, like I can't concentrate on the same thing for more than a couple of seconds. We talked about that before the show, and it's like, I'll start something and then, oh, I have to do something else. So things are not getting done. It's like they're half done or a couple of seconds into it, then I'm right doing something else. It's ridiculous. It's driving me a little bit crazy right now. So I don't know if it's just the time of year and we all have cabin fever and oh my gosh, that's all we do is shovel and we, you know, we go to work and, you know, whatever, and there's not enough fun, but my goodness.
Yeah.
Gotta get my head screwed and that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Cause it's off and running.
Yeah. It's been a challenge last few weeks, but and so I wonder if too, if that energy is kind of getting things riled up a little bit and,
That's what I think too. Yeah, it's all the crazy energy because we're all going crazy, and that energy, you know, just is shared by a lot of different things. So, so tonight we're going to talk about spirit vessels, which is an interesting subject. You know, we used to have an investigator actually, Heidi, that used to buy dolls that contained spirits.
Oh, okay.
And she gave them all up, but they, you know, because, you know, personally, I think that's a bad thing. You know, I mean, it's like you're trapping the spirit in there. And I do believe she passed them all on to some. I don't think she has them anymore. But I remember when she became an investigator with us and she told us this. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't really like that, you know, and this is the thing. How would you like to be trapped somewhere and not be able to get out, you know? And I don't know if that's what's going on, but it sure sounds like it, you know, and it sounds like they're bound in there, you know, and, oh, I never thought about it that way, you know, and yeah, it's just kind of an icky thing for me.
So why would she do it?
You can buy them, apparently.
Well, I know, but why was she buying them?
Well, she just thought it would be cool to have a doll that was haunted. I mean, that's what she said, a haunted doll, you know, with a spirit inside. And I'm just like, oh, why would you want to bring anything into your house? First of all, you know, as paranormal investigators, we do everything we can so that things don't follow us home. So why would you want an object that has a spirit attached to it, you know? I don't know.
Right.
And I think what she learned, and she was with the team for about a year, and I think during that time she understood why we thought the way we did, and I think she kind of felt the same way, and she just kind of got rid of them all, if I remember correctly. But when you broached the subject, and we were talking about it earlier, I remembered that, and I'm just like, oh, you know, and then it reminds me of that whole box thing that I sent to you in the mail, because I couldn't get rid of it soon enough.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, it's a very interesting topic, actually. We've never talked about this before, I don't think. We've talked about the box that I had and a couple of other things. But, yeah, this is a good topic, Heidi.
Well, and, you know, the box, too, we were talking about that again before the show, just that box that you sent me that you, and I don't know if you haven't told the story for a while. Do you want to just quick tell the story?
Well, yeah, so Jerry had ordered me I love owls, and he found this owl kind of trinket box on an online site. I don't know if it was eBay. I think it was eBay. And so it wasn't brand new, I don't believe. But I do think that he got it from another paranormal investigator from somewhere out east or something. And it was a beautiful, you have it, Heidi, at your studio, but it was a beautiful box with a beautiful snowy owl on it. And, you know, I got the box and I opened it up and I looked at it and I thought it's beautiful, but for some reason I didn't want to touch it, but I did. And I opened it up and I think there's a mirror on the inside, and I opened up the mirror. I didn't even want to look at it. I shut it. And I'm like, there's something wrong with this box. I don't want it near me. It's going out of the house. I think there's something attached to it. This is not good. So I put it out on the deck. And then I texted you. I said, hey, I have this box. I don't want it. I'm mailing it to you right now because I don't even want it long enough for me to bring it to you. You know, and you just giggled and you got it like in short order because I brought it to the post
office. Never gotten anything that fast in the mail ever.
I know. Casey and I brought it to the post. And I remember when we brought it to the post office and we were taping it up, and Casey said, it was before we taped it up though, you know, and she said, well, Mom, I just got to look at it. And I said, I don't think you should, but she did. And I'm like, I said, close that right now and put it in that box. And we sent it to you. And then when you got it, you know, you need to tell what happened when you received it.
So I get this box in the mail. Like I said, I mean, I had it in less than 24 hours. I've never had anything come in the mail so fast. I'm like, how did you get this to me so fast?
It
was sitting outside my door at the studio when I got there. I see this little package from the mail, and I was stunned because I didn't think it would be there that fast. And so I felt compelled just by what you had told me, you know, that you were freaked out by it and couldn't, you know, keep it around. And so I was, you know, proceeding with caution. And so I left it out there while I opened up the studio and kind of turned everything on. Then I came back out because I had some time before my first client. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do this out in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought a little scissors out because it was like severely taped. You know, the whole thing was like hermetically sealed. So I cut through all the tape and unwrapped it. And I pull, you know, I take the box out and I was like, yeah, this doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the floor, just sitting, you know, down on the floor. There's obviously no furniture out there, and praying that nobody comes out of any of the other offices. And, you know, because the building management is right across the hall from me, and, you know, there's other tenants and things. I'm like, oh, God, don't come out while I'm sitting here on the floor with all this wrapping and this little weird box, you know, and everything. So I'm sitting out there, and I had, you know, some basic smudging tools. I didn't want to bring out the smoke stuff because I'm also in the hallway. So I have just my smudge spray and a couple of crystals. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take a look at this. So I pull it out of this wrapper and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, yeah, there's something not right with it. And so I thought, you know, I could just clear it right now and be done with it. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to open it. So I kind of move it up by my head because it's probably what, 3 inches square by 1.5 inches tall, maybe 2 inches tall. Yeah. You know, it's just a little nugget. It's real cute and it's pretty. It's a beautiful picture on it. Mm-hmm. And so I take the little lid and I lift it up, and there's a mirror in the underside of the lid, this little square mirror. So I lift up the lid and I see the mirror, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I open it all the way so I can see myself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also see what's behind me in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing for a second. And then all of a sudden I see this man coming at me. And if you can imagine Terminator 2, where the guy that is the liquid guy and he comes back to like get the Terminator, right? You know, when he's walking at something and he's that really fast stride and you're like, oh my God, I'm dead. Right.
Yeah.
That's what this thing was doing. This guy was this like intense stride coming at me from behind. And I was like, oh no. And I closed the lid and I quick started my protections.
Yeah.
And I of course couldn't see him because I closed the lid. I could feel him coming at me, but I thought, well, I'm going to quick do this and then we should be good. So I quick, you know, finish my protections, and then I open the lid and there's nothing there behind me.
Right.
So, So, but we were talking about like, okay, where did he come from? Right. Cause you felt him. Mm-hmm. I saw him.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't even look in the mirror. It was like, oh my God, there's something here. Slap. And then when Casey was going to open it, I said, don't open that mirror. Put it back. We got to put it right in the box and send it to Heidi. You know, I don't want anything to do with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it was, but I thought, you know, now we're talking about these spirit vessels, and is that someone that was intentionally connected to it, or was it someone's energy through, like, the owner of the box, whoever had it before you, or mm-hmm. someone? Maybe that's why it was passed on to someone else, is because they were freaked out because of yeah. something that was, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So it makes you think, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And you still have it. So you cleared it or smudged it or whatever, and you still have it, and you have it sitting next to another box that I think the picture on that box, it's a beautiful crow, but I think it was probably the same artist because they look so very familiar, and they have the same symbol. I think it had a pentagram or something on it or something, didn't it, too?
Something on it, yeah. And mm-hmm. They are really nice. It's a nice little trinket box. You know, it's yeah. really pretty. Yeah. So I do have them together because I thought it was funny that you sent me this, and not long before I received it from you, I had actually found the crow, one of the same maker. And so I already mm-hmm. had the crow, and I thought, well, that's interesting that, you know, so now I have the two, because I asked if you want me to send it back to you. I said, I'll send it back to you. You can yeah. have it. You're like, no way.
No, you keep it. But I see it every time I come to your studio because it's sitting there. Maybe not every time, but, you know, I know it's there.
It is there. Well, and Joe in the chat room said, or was the guy drawn to the box?
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. It's possible that he was drawn to it. Maybe, oh, and here we'll go another step further, maybe drawn to the box knowing who it would be going to at some point.
Yeah.
You know, because spirits know, even when we don't, they'll know the future, they'll know what we're thinking, they know all sorts of cool stuff. So maybe knowing that it would get to you or get to me or to whoever mm-hmm. the former owner was, and maybe that's how it was connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? But that was, it was just, you know, something that I'm like, okay, I don't want this anywhere near me or my house, whatever. I threw it out on the deck, and then we promptly brought it to the post office and sent it.
Yes. Again, faster than I've ever seen anything delivered.
Oh, my gosh.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so vessels, so I'm wondering, you know, because, you know, like anytime you buy something from a thrift store or an antique store, I feel like I need to smudge it and cleanse it before I ever bring it in the house. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that you buy that have spirits attached.
Right.
Is that the same thing as a spirit vessel, or is that something different?
No, well, okay. In the way that we're talking about it tonight, it's mm-hmm. different.
Okay.
When I was looking at spirit vessels, this came up, like I said, in my meetup, my paranormal group, we met on Friday night, and it's an open group. Anybody can join as long as there's a spot. As long as you can nab a spot, you're welcome to join.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy joined, and he came one other time before. And so he came and said that he is a spirit keeper. And I was like, do tell, because that sounds like a pretty broad topic. I don't want to assume that I know what he's talking about. You please fill me in. And he said that he likes to collect items that have spirits attached to them
mm-hmm.
and or spirits bound to them. And I said, okay, once again, do tell. And he said that we'll call a company that he orders items that have spirits bound to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can be a spirit keeper. And I thought, well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
So he said that he doesn't, as far as he can tell, can't see them, interact with them, sense them, hear them, spirits. You know, those things. He can't do that with spirits, as far as he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought this would be an interesting way to have them around.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And I asked, I go, okay, is there a difference from
yeah.
where you feel like you are on an average day and then with these items? And he said, no, but it makes him feel good. And I said, okay, well, that's good, I guess. But
yeah.
I'm always curious because I thought, well, why do you need it? Like, I would ask a million questions. Even if I had all the time in the world, I probably would have that night. But he just said he likes to have them around. And I think I'll assume, this is me assuming, it's nothing that he said, but it makes him feels good to be able to say something like this.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of an interesting
topic,
you know, topic to talk about that he can say mm-hmm. he's a spirit keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. But
well,
so So afterwards, at the end of the meetup, I always bring snacks, and then we can sit and talk amongst ourselves. You know, if people have cool topics or if they have photos or things they want to share, we have time to kind of mix and mingle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And eat snacks, because that's mm-hmm. all about snacks.
Well, of course.
Yeah. It's rare that I ever do anything there's not snacks involved.
I know. We got to have snacks. I know.
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. So at the snack time, he comes up to me and he said, you know, I brought some of these with me. These spirit vessels. Do you want to see them? And I said, absolutely. Because if you're going to bring them, I want to take a look.
Yeah.
And so he pulls out of his pocket, I don't know how many there were, 5, 6, 7 bracelets.
Oh.
And they looked like rustic. They were made with, I don't know if it's like a leather cording or some kind of cording, and then like a thicker, chunky bead looking with some kind of design on them. I don't know if it was carved into them or if it was a stamped something.
Yeah.
They were neat looking. They're really cool. And then so he pulls out like 6 or 7 or whatever of them. I'm like, wow, you have a lot of them. And mm-hmm. I don't think it was all of them. I think he had some at home too. But he said, do you want to see them? I said, yes, please, I do.
Yeah.
And so he pulls one out of the pile and he says, well, this is one of my favorites. And I said, okay. He said, and I can't remember which one he showed me. I think it was the fairy one first. He said, it has a fairy energy bound to it. It has the energy of a fairy bound to it, or however he said it. And I said, okay, can I hold it? Absolutely. So he hands it over and I close my eyes and I feel into the energy of this bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not getting anything to do mm-hmm. with fairy. What I am feeling, my lungs started to feel like I was getting, like they were filling with liquid.
Oh.
And which didn't feel good. And
no.
I started coughing because I couldn't help myself. And I felt like I was going to start coughing up liquid or something. My lungs started getting rattly and raspy.
Oh,
and I was like, holy buckets. I don't like the feeling at all. And so I took after I was done coughing, and I handed it to him and I said, I don't think that if there's fairy energy with it, I'm not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm feeling is this really heavy, there's like a lung issue condition. I said, I can't stop coughing. It's actually, I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I have a lung condition. And I said, oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm feeling your energy from being connected to this bracelet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay. He's like, well, what about this one? And he pulls a different one out. And he said, this one is angel. This is an angel bound to it. And I'm thinking, I just don't like the way this sounds. Right.
No.
And this is, again, my own personal opinion. Mm-hmm. This, I'm sure other people have other ways to think about it. That's fine. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, I don't like the way this is feeling. So I take the bracelet and I'm holding it and I close my eyes and I'm sitting, you know, it's like dark, you know, your eyes are closed, it's dark. And all of a sudden I realize I'm like outside and down probably, I don't know, 10 feet away from me is a guy and he's standing kind of in the grassy area. It's just like a regular outside, no houses around. It's just outdoors. And he's standing there and he looks like he has like a trench coat on, but he's kind of shabby, you know,
yeah.
He doesn't look all pressed and, you know, tight. He's just got this trench coat on and he's wearing some kind of pants and a shirt and he's standing there and he's kind of, you know how you stand and you shift on the one leg and then you shift onto the other kind of
mm-hmm.
shift. So he shifted on the one leg and he's kind of standing there with his head cocked to the side a little bit. He's got his hands in his pockets of the trench coat, this dark trench coat. And he's standing there looking at me and he's like, yeah, okay, I'm an angel. And I'm
really?
Like, not. And no, he's not. He's being smart.
Yeah.
He's
right.
Smart Alec.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, okay, I'm an angel. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
This is not an angel. And then he's like, what? And then it's like he took a coat hanger, one of those old wire coat hangers, and I see him like messing with it. And he makes a little fake halo and he holds it up over his head. He's like, does that work? And I'm like, no.
No.
And then he looks, then he takes his left arm and he looks at his watch on his, like, I don't even know if he had a watch, but he looked like he was looking at a watch and he's like, that's okay. I don't have much time left. And then I'm free. And I'm like, okay. So
yeah.
I don't think he wanted to be there.
Right.
Obviously he didn't want, and he wasn't an angel.
No.
If he was, and I'll say, I'm sure, I know not all angels are probably this divine, mm-hmm. beautiful, flowing white, you know, glowing, mm-hmm. like, being, you know, like, right. When I see angels, they're always this white light,
yeah.
like a white light of energy. Yeah. And they all have different colors around them, but then there's yes. this big, bright, like, glowing white energy. And so he wasn't an angel.
Yeah.
But he's going to play one to get the deal. Like, I don't know what kind of deal he made or if he had to fulfill something and then he was off the hook. I don't know. But I said to the poor guy, I said, this is not, I said, I'm sorry. But I said, if you like the bracelets, you might not want to give me any more of them because I would hate
right.
to. Because he wants me to tell him, like, this
what's
is what
that,
it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to find with the rest of them. You might want to just keep them to yourself.
Yeah.
And I said, but they're cool bracelets. So if you feel that the money you spent on the bracelet is worth, you know, what you spent and you like the bracelet and it feels like a good, and you like the energy of it, whatever, cool, like, good. But I'm feeling the energy of these. I'm like, I'm not getting those
yeah.
promised entities, right?
Right.
And so I asked him, I said, well, how do they do it? And he said, well, this company that he buys them from, they only take willing spirits that want to connect with this person.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, well, that sounds good. You know, they want to connect with this person. You say, I'd like to, I don't want to say buy an angel, but kind of that's what you're doing. I want to buy an angel or the attention of an angel or the connection to an angel. And then they do some kind of spell or conjuring or something and have an angel come and say, yep, I'm going to connect. And and so then they do some ceremony or whatever, I'm sure. And then they send it off in the mail.
Hmm.
And I'm kind of puzzled, though. Hmm. And I'm not saying this doesn't work or whatever. I'm just puzzled because if you want to connect with an angel, why don't you just connect with an angel?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why do you have to...
Did he say who these people were that he was getting these bracelets from? And
mm-hmm.
I mean... Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I'm not going to check him out? No. But did you check him out?
Yeah. And I'm not... I mean...
Yeah.
I don't want to speak
right.
about anyone, but...
Okay.
Me, personally, like, I don't get it. Because
yeah.
he can't tell the difference now than he could, you know, he
Before.
Can't... Yeah, he can't feel spirits, sense them, whatever, and he still can't.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't... I guess it would be something that I would rather teach someone how to connect
yes.
with the divine and do it
yes.
safely
yes.
so that you can, you know, if they're supposed to be connecting at all. Some people are just supposed to leave the door closed.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, you know, it's just I would rather teach someone how to connect because really, like, spirit keeping, from what I understand of this, is that they're supposed to be helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do... your work for you, but they're helping you, they're guiding you, whatever. That sounds a lot like spirit guides.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they're
yes.
with you anyway.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy them. You don't
no,
have to buy
them. No, because they're always with you.
Right.
They're always
right.
with you.
And a lot of people don't feel their spirit guides, see their spirit guides, you know,
mm-hmm,
or think they're
mm-hmm.
connecting with them,
mm-hmm.
but they're
mm-hmm.
still there.
Absolutely.
You know? So, anyway,
yeah.
I was just kind of...
Grossed out. I would be grossed out.
I feel bad, because what if there is a spirit bound
mm-hmm.
to this item that
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to be there?
Right.
That's kind of being held hostage or something.
Exactly.
Like, that doesn't make sense to me at all.
No, I don't like
that's
it.
That's not right, I don't think.
I don't like it at all.
So... One of the questions in the chat room, Karen was asking, how did the spirit that was bound get through the door? And the reason she's asking that is because when I do my paranormal meetups, I clear the space and I set up kind of like a filter at the door. So whoever comes into the meetup, people carry around weird stuff with them. That's just the way it goes. People have
mm-hmm.
attachments, they have energies, all this stuff. So I like to keep it as clean as possible. So basically it's like this filter. You walk through the filter, your junk pops off outside the door.
Yeah.
And it's waiting for you when you leave. So you get to take all your junk with you when you leave, because I'm only there to host meetup. I'm not there to do like clearings on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your junk when you leave.
Yeah.
But I So how did they get through the door? It wasn't actually the spirit. I was seeing the energy of it through the bracelet. Mm-hmm. So I was connecting to the bracelet, which was then giving me information of what I was supposed to get from it. But it wasn't the actual, like, the guy that was pretending to be the angel. It wasn't really him.
Right.
He wasn't just standing there. I was seeing it wherever he was, but he wasn't in there. So,
right.
So that's to answer that question. So
I just think it's creepy. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the way this is.
No.
Oh, then Timepiece is asking on the chat room, does the guy need acknowledgement? The guy with the bracelets. Well, I don't know. I think he needs maybe to feel a connection. Like, maybe this is helping him feel connection, which he said it isn't helping him feel anything. He wasn't feeling anything, except I think the way he said, I'm a spirit keeper, feels special.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes, it's like the name is everything. You know, I'm a spirit keeper, you know?
Yeah. And Oh, we've got more questions. Let's go to a break. I didn't realize.
Yeah, we do. It's 8:31, so we have to go to a break. So stay right there. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. And we are the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para X.
Jenna Valadez with the Basement Files. Tune in Friday nights, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Para X Radio Network.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and will, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead, we know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Parax.
Heidi, what are you listening to? Heidi? Heidi? Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey,
what has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling.
The Calling. The Calling. The Calling.
The Calling. The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on the Para X.
Hi, everyone.
Everybody. we're in two different locations again, so here we are. Yeah. Talking over each other.
Mm. Oh, well, it's okay. It's all good.
It's absolutely fine.
So we're talking about spirit vessels, and we have some questions and some comments on the chat line, and Heidi was saying that at her meetup last week that someone came forward and said that he was a spirit keeper and proceeded to show her these bracelets that supposedly had spirits attached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of the comments in the chat room, Swanee was saying that maybe if a spirit was making a bad decision, maybe they thought they could leave a location by attaching to a bracelet. So maybe they're attaching to it, trying to get out of what they're currently in or get out of the situation they're currently in. And so they agree to connect with this item.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, I think I'm not saying it's not possible. I just don't understand. But that puts an interesting twist on it, you know, if a spirit needs to get out of where they're at, but then is this the way to do it? Or are they trying to, is the spirit trying to kind of skirt the system too? Because really, they should be managed by whoever is managing them. If they're a spirit, you know, a human soul, they would have spirit guides managing them. And if they're not, if there's some other kind of entity, well, there's a different management system, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are they doing this to get out of whatever they're supposed to be doing, or I don't know.
Yeah. Poses a whole lot of questions, actually, doesn't it?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Karen's talking about in the chat. Sorry. Maybe you should finish.
Go ahead.
Just found a website out there that does this, too, and she's saying that from what she can see on the site is that they conjure the spirits and attach them to whatever it is that they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you see, pretty much.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like any kind of spirit, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I looked at the site, I'm going, wow, there's all types there. And some of those, they have, like, you should do this with caution. They say once you click in there, and I don't know that I want to put the name out on the show, so I don't want to get into trouble or anything, but there's a cautionary, you know, once you actually click on the type of entity you'd like to have connected with this, it's, there's a cautionary note, like, hey, be careful. Well, because some of these, I'm like, you don't want to mess with these. I don't care. And I understand that some of them, they're saying, oh, this is going to be helpful. This is going to be a good partnership. You're both going to, you know, benefit. And I don't know. Some of these I've dealt with, there's no, they'll give only so they can take. And then they will keep taking and taking and taking. You can never even up, ever.
Right. Ever. Exactly. Exactly.
So I don't know. I just like watch out. Watch what you're getting yourself into.
I would say, you know, be careful what you wish for. And it almost sounds to me like you could get in as much trouble as if you had a Ouija board and didn't know exactly what you were doing with it.
Well, yeah. Anytime you're working in the spirit realm or you're doing any kind of divination work or connecting with spirit, and you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand that some of these companies or sites or whatever say that they're going to take care of it with their magic, you know, spells or whatever they're doing, that they're going to take care of it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know that you can guarantee something like that.
No, I wouldn't say so. Oh my gosh. Sherry's commenting something about like the ghost hunters who trapped a demon in a box and blew it up. Well, it wouldn't hurt the demon anyway, right? Because that's just ridiculous. I don't know anything about that, but well, this is a very interesting topic, actually. You know, I mean, seriously.
I don't think you can blow up a spirit. I don't think that's how it works.
No, you can't.
You blow up the box, but the spirit's
not. You'd probably free the spirit.
Unless you bind it. Well, I suppose if you bound somehow this entity to the item, but why would you need to blow it up? That sounds like TV.
Well, it is. Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know what TV show it was, but No.
But then there's other ways to do it without being dramatic. You don't need to blow stuff up. But also, why would you want to bind a spirit to an item? Because then the item, if something happens and the spirit gets loose, you're back to square one. Wouldn't you need to deal with the spirit if it's something that's negative and needs to be dealt with? I'm saying not just all spirits, but wouldn't you want to handle it properly so that it can't be released?
Yeah.
Because if you're binding it to an item, I would think that over the course of years or generations or whatever, could be found and...
Yeah. Well, and get into the wrong hands, and who knows what else could happen, you know what I mean? Could get into the child's hand, for gosh sakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Or whatever. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. That sounds silly.
Yeah, I just don't like this whole thing. But, yeah, blow it up. Southern Paranormal TV show. Okay, I don't know what that is. I've never seen that one before or heard that one, but...
Southern Paranormal. I haven't heard that one either, but there's a lot of shows out there.
A million of them. There are just a million of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, but you know, I was thinking of that, the gal that you talked about in the beginning with ordering the doll that had the spirit attached to it. And it's like, why would you do that? Because again, do you need to spend the money?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wonder if it's because it gives something tangible for someone to hang on to that there's more, it makes it more real.
Maybe.
Or because why? Because they're going to be around. I mean, they're just everywhere. Spirits are everywhere. Why do you have to pay for something to have a spirit connect with you or stay with you or be, in some cases, I would imagine, forced to stay with you if it's bound?
Exactly. Well, that's what I would think, right? Because if they bind these spirits to dolls or any objects, they can't leave, right? They can't. It's like putting them in jail.
I would expect to some degree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, what if that's not the case? You know, like I'm thinking of these spells or conjurings that happen that where they connect it, and what if it wears off? What if it wasn't done properly? I mean, you're putting your trust in someone mm-hmm. that you don't know mm-hmm. to say, "I'm going to trust that you're going to make this happen and it's going to be permanent."
Right.
And it won't get out of control.
But they do, and you know
they
this.
Do. I mean, they do.
Well, and I also seem to remember that the house that she lived in had a problem. We had to go there and we cleansed it and cleared it, and then I think it was okay.
She bought the doll?
Yeah, yes, and she had more than just one or two dolls. You know, I mean, she had a stable of them, if I remember correctly, and I never saw them because she had moved out of that house and she had been living with a relative. And so she left it behind, you know, and they were having issues. And so we went and cleansed and cleared, and then it was all good and fine. But so, yeah, obviously they get out because I do believe she got rid of those dolls. But so they must have decided that they wanted to stay there and then harass the other occupants of the house or residents of the house.
So were the dolls ever taken care of? Like, were they ever cleansed?
Yeah, I don't know, because I think she sold them. I don't really know the answer to that question.
Oh, God. Can you imagine dropping those things off at the Goodwill or something?
Oh, I know.
And they've got some attachment.
Yeah, and Jerry's in the chat line, and he's saying, do you remember what she did with them, Jerry? Because I don't remember what happened to those dolls. I know she got rid of them. I think she got rid of all of them. And I don't know if she sold them or what exactly she did with them.
She did with them. I mean, I wonder if there's still something attached. And that's like going back to your point, Steph, about clearing items that you bring in, like from an antique store or eBay or whatever. Mm-hmm. You'd have no idea what kind of energy is coming in with this stuff.
No, I know it. And that's what, you know, and that's why I say, you know, when I buy something from thrift store, I always smudge it outside before I ever bring it in my house, you know, because you just got to make sure that there's nothing with it, because we've seen all too many times. I mean, antique stores are filled with spirits, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Ghost Dance here, I think this is around the comment of being able to attach something to an item. Ghost Dance said, I don't think a human has the ability to hold a spirit. And so I'm guessing you mean through
buying it to a doll or whatever.
Yeah. Which if a human does, you have to have some serious knowledge and know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I would say, I'm not going to say for sure. Yeah. Humans can't. I would imagine there's always a few of someone, but for the most part, I would agree, because that would take a huge amount of knowledge and the perfect energies and the perfect alignment, and then to then be able to say, and this won't change. I don't know how you could do that.
Yeah, I don't either. And so maybe you can do that for a certain amount of time, but then they get loose, right? And I think that's probably what happened, because then there was a haunting at her parents' house. There was active activity there. Jerry is saying that she gave the dolls away to loving homes, but they were never cleared. So who knows if they still have those spirits or if they already got loose, you know? I don't know. It's just a whole bizarre thing. It's just bizarre.
Gave them away to loving homes? Well, they may not be loving homes anymore.
Well, exactly. I know.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah. You know, it's scary because there's intention. You know, that they're doing it on purpose. Like, I don't know what to do with these, so I'm going to give them away and pretend that I didn't know about this.
Right. Well, I think she probably told them. You know, maybe they thought it would be cool to have
Well, just like she thought it'd be cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's just is never ending.
Things start happening and you can't, you know, the animals are going crazy and you're going crazy and there's crazy stuff happening. And well, then you have a problem on your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Timepiece said in the chat room, I wonder if they just hitch a ride in the vessel to be with a certain person.
Mm.
And I would expect, like going back to that other comment that Swanee made too, I think that might be part of it, don't you, Steph? Mm-hmm. You know, where they want to connect with someone specifically, so they'll use an item to get there.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, but I guess I don't, if they want to connect with a certain person, do they need the item, or does that make it easier for them?
I mean, they come up, I would think they would just come and find you no matter where you were, whether they were attached. I mean, spirits are everywhere, right? I mean,
maybe it's easier that way, though, if they have something to hook on to.
I don't know. Wow. Yeah. Very, very perplexing thing, you know, actually. and subject. Ghost Dance is saying you're dealing with a being far more knowledgeable than a human.
I think with connecting it to an item, like a human doing that, and yeah. I agree. That's why I don't think if any humans could do it, it would be very few, because you have to, you've got to expand yourself out into the, excuse me, this vast knowledge of, it's unlimited knowledge. And how are you supposed to know everything that a spirit would know?
Exactly. Jerry is saying that she got them from a lady in England who was on ghost adventures and paid big money. I imagine she did if they came all the way from England. And Timepiece says persons are happy to get gifts. Yeah, how about giving somebody a gift, something that's got an attachment?
A haunted doll.
No. Yeah. Oh. Well,
you know, it's funny, too, because Jerry said something about eBay. And I know I've seen on eBay people are selling haunted items. Mm-hmm. And why would you want that? I don't know. It probably sounds cool, or maybe you think it'll be a neat thing to talk about. But if it actually is haunted and it actually gets out of control, which is totally possible, absolutely. What are you going to do?
That's right.
What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, most people aren't in this field and have no idea what to do or what is going on. And you know what I mean? They don't have the resources we all have because we all know each other.
Right. And sometimes giving it away, like this woman, sometimes giving it away doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because who was it, the Timepiece or Ghost Dance, or someone said something at Timepiece that if they're hitching a ride to a certain person, maybe it's because they want that person. And once the item is gone, it doesn't matter because they're already connected with the person.
That's right. That's what I think too. I know. So to get a gift like that you have not, and Swanee says a gift you will never forget.
It is.
Oh yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, Karen wants to know if those crazy dolls that you have, Heidi, are vessels.
That's a good question. I'm not going to say they are. I'm going to say no. You know what? I'm not going to say no. I guess I haven't thought about it. Mm-hmm. I have dolls at my studio that I put out for the Halloween open house, and I collect them as I find them throughout the year, too. So every year I have different new ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say that the energy with them is not a human soul. Mm-hmm. And no, they're not a human soul, so we're good there. But the energy, it's almost like it's been, here's what, as I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of going into my big storage of Halloween and dolls and all this, and I'm sitting in the energy right now, and it isn't like it's an entity that has been attached to it. What it is it's an entity, or it's an energy that's been created over time. And so it's nothing that's stuck there or doesn't want to be there. It's part of the actual doll. Item, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not like it's a entity or being that is hooked into it or attached to it and stuck there. But it's like energy that has created over the course of the lifetime of this item.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Because you have some crazy
dolls.
Yeah, so
it's not a spirit vessel as in that way, but it does have, they do have energy.
Yes.
And they do have intention.
Yes.
And anything that I have that wants to, if there is anything that needs to be released or wants to be released or whatever, I would certainly do that and help it move. But the dolls that I have, and some of the dolls that I have, I'm just telling the story. There's nothing left with the doll. Mm-hmm. There was energies of previous owners that I would be able to feel, and I could tell that story, but that owner is not there anymore. The owner is long gone. So I just tell their story, so they wouldn't have anything attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are doorways. One of them I can think of specifically is a doorway to her former owner. So if she wants to come back, she can, so we have to be kind of careful with her.
Yeah.
And I could shut the door. I'll be honest. I could shut the door. I don't, because it's almost like an experiment that I'm I'm working with this one doll that the the former owner can come through it. Mm-hmm. And so I just have to be careful how much we interact with it, because the more you interact with this doll, the more it reaches out to the former owner and can pull her back. And she doesn't want to cross over. I've already worked with her on this. She is absolutely not anywhere that she wants to be crossed over at this point, or helped or anything. Mm. When she's ready, she knows where she can go. And that's maybe why I'm keeping the door open.
Yeah.
You know, because she is like, heck no. And if I bring it up, she's off. She's gone. Oh. But if anyone's interacting with this doll, she does come through.
Mm-hmm.
And the doll moves and jumps off the shelf and does crazy things. And so I know that the former owner has been there, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Craziness. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. It's a, it's an interesting topic, isn't it?
It really is. It
so
really
when this, is. This guy came into my meetup, I was like, oh man, this is good. We've got to kind of dive into this a little bit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, it's just, yeah, it's so bizarre. I mean, it's something like, I don't know that I would ever think of about, honestly. I mean, I know you have those crazy dolls, and but they're a different kind of a thing. And then, you know, this gal that used to be on our team had these dolls that definitely had spirits bound to them, mm-hmm. is what we thought, if that can be such a thing. But then, of course, like we said, the whole house was haunted or had spiritual activity, so then we had to go in and clear it and cleanse it. And now they say everything's great and happy and whatever. But yeah, it's just kind of a crazy topic. Crazy. Who knew? Things, you know, and like I said, here we are. You know, we take all the precautions so that nothing follows us home or ever comes into my house. And, you know, I mean, we know there are things periodically that come in and hang out for a while and then leave. But to intentionally bring something like that in, oh my God, no, 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 no. I can't even imagine. Ghost Dance is asking, anybody ever film this activity? No, but Heidi, you certainly have told me about these dolls that do things a lot.
And I took a picture. I did put that on the chat room that I did take. The one that was off the shelf. She mm-hmm. was in the middle of the room. There's no way that doll could have moved from the shelf to the middle of the room. And I took a picture of it because I sent it to a friend at the time. But I wasn't there to film it. And I didn't think that anything like that would have happened to film it. So, no. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she's gotten out twice. And actually, one of the dolls that I have is a set of they're twins. They're fraternal twins.
Mm-hmm.
And the one is, they're just awful. They're terrible. They're just the energy that has been infused in them over the years, and I don't know if it came from the person that created them, it was some of their energy that went into these dolls, but they're awful, and mm-hmm. They're just nasty, mean, and that's one of the reasons that I took them and brought them to the studio, is to keep them out of somebody else's hands, you know? And from getting hurt, and so I managed them, and one of them got away, though. She got into the back seat of my car. I couldn't mm-hmm. find her for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you talking about that.
I found her in the back seat.
Yeah.
Of my car. I'm like, how in the world did you get there?
Yeah. No. And so.
But they're not, and there's not an actual spirit attached to them. There's no spirit that's manipulating this or connected with it. It's just the energy of it. And I think Karen had asked, like, poltergeist, and kind of, yeah, I think so. It's almost like a poltergeist kind of thing, where this energy is just so intense that it's actually creating activity and
mm-hmm.
creating this almost like spirit-like feeling.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, and if anybody here in the cities ever comes to Heidi's open house that she has on Halloween, all you have to do is go anywhere near that room where the dolls are. And it's like, oh my God. That's where the box is too, by the way. But yeah, no, it's like, I don't like that room. I don't like those dolls at all, you know, but yeah, and I know you've had crazy experiences with them. So what a topic. Like I said, this has been a good one.
Yeah, I just, when we had that conversation the other night, I thought, oh, this is interesting. We should talk about this. So anyway, there it is. Spirit mm-hmm. vessels, spirit keeping,
mm-hmm.
our thoughts, and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
just a dent into the big topic.
It is a big topic. Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be a spirit keeper, can I just say? I'm just saying that right out there. Nope, not me.
I mean, there's enough. Just being in the paranormal field, it's
Absolutely.
Enough. There's enough responsibility of, you know, so many different things that I don't know that I need to be a spirit keeper.
No. Absolutely not. Oh, goodness. So, well,
one more question. Let's try and grab this quick before, I don't know how we'll be able to answer it. So Sherry in the chat room is asking, can our spiritual tools get souls? And I don't know in what way you're meaning, but I'll answer that, Steph, if that's all right.
Yes, please do.
In the way that I think you're asking is if you have spiritual tools that maybe there are beings that work through them, or, you know, if you're clearing your tools, which you should be, you won't have anything attached to them that shouldn't be there. But if you might have beings that work through the tools, I wouldn't say that they're attached or that they'll have souls in that way that I maybe think you're asking. And if I'm not answering it right, then maybe this is a different topic. You can send it to us. Anyway, so that's my short answer because we have to wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all have to remember if you're working with spirits and the divine that, you know, we all have to clear everything all the time, right? We have to really be cognizant about intentions and clearing and making sure we're safe and cleansing everything out, right? I mean, that's just a given.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
So, yeah.
So, good. Goodness. Well, thanks. Yeah, good topic tonight.
Was a good topic, and here we are at the end of the show again. This hour just flew by. Isn't it amazing? It really is amazing.
Well, we get good questions and chat conversations from our chat room. So thank you for being in the chat room tonight.
We do, yes, for sure. So anyhow, well, we're at the end of another hour. So I guess
we've got a couple of shows planned. We can't talk about them yet because we're not sure the order of them. Depends on the snow.
Yes,
we're hoping to have an anniversary show here in the near future if we can never dig out, you know, enough to get to the studio. So
stay tuned. It's been a crazy, crazy winter here in Minnesota. You know, the first time we planned it, it was, you know, like 30 below and it felt like 90 below. So we felt like it wasn't safe to ask people to come out. And then this week we thought we might have it today. And then we had another, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 inches of snow. So, you know, it's just kind of a crazy thing. So we'll look at the weather forecast and you just never know when we might pop in that live anniversary show.
Yeah, because that'll be at the studio and you're all welcome. So
absolutely.
We'll keep you posted. But thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. If you've been tuning in online or in the chat room, glad to have you.
Yes.
Thank you to Sarge, our awesome producer, and Para X for hosting us. We're always grateful.
Absolutely. So have a good night and a good weekend, everyone. And we'll see you back here next week. Same time, same channel.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Bye-bye.